This is Newsmaker 2.
We have basically a full boat on KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line as we talk about the USD 252 Southern Lyon County Honor Flight Golf Tournament coming up soon. We have Ryan Mulig, we have Respondent Autobus, we have Sherry Willard joining us to talk about everything in more detail.
Right, yeah, big fundraising golf tournament for the outstanding Honor Flight program, USD 252. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us. Russ, hello.
Good morning.
Good to have Russ Bonatonibus with us. Sherry, how are you?
I'm good, and I appreciate your reference to the boat this morning as I drove through several puddles on my way to work.
Well, hopefully we won't be hitting into any extra water traps here over the weekend specifically, but Ryan, let's get us started. When and where are we supposed to gather here for the now annual golf tournament?
Hey, this Saturday morning, we're going to kick off the Honor Flight Golf Tournament at the Emporia Golf Course. We'll be teeing off, hopefully around, people will be showing up about 8 o'clock. I think we're going to have breakfast burritos and then a wonderful lunch, and hopefully have a wonderful time, and we'll all be dry and very happy.
Are there still room for more teams, Ryan?
You know, we're pretty much full right now. If somebody absolutely had missed out, we probably could squeeze another team or two in. But right now, we have a nice group of golf teams ready to play.
Great to hear.
Outstanding. Russ, how does that make you feel that you're pretty well full up going in? And what does that signify for you?
You know, it's a wonderful feeling to have that so many people within our community support the Honor Flight. And, you know, whether it's the team signing up to come out and help and enjoy the activities and support veterans, to all of our sponsors. We've had over 40 sponsors to help with the fundraising part of this. And, you know, as I've reached out and all of us have reached out to our sponsors, you know, as soon as you make mention it's for the Honor Flight, they're like, what can we do? And to have that kind of support and commitment from our community is just a wonderful feeling, and it's proud to say that, you know, we have that in our community, because that's very important for our veterans.
Now, following your Southern Lyon County Honor Flight social media, you know, specifically on Facebook, Sherry, it looks like, as Russ mentioned, sponsorship has been robust.
Oh, it's been fantastic, and Ryan and Russ have done a great job of reaching out to people who have graciously donated to us in the past, and we even have a few new donors this year. It's just such a great feeling. We've even had a couple people sponsor teams. They maybe don't play golf or couldn't get a team together this year, or just, you know, bad timing, and we've got a couple teams playing that have been sponsored by other people. So all those small donations, and they just add up, and it just makes such a huge difference.
So, Ryan, I got to ask you, what else is going to be part here of the experience here today or on Saturday?
Well, as always, you know, the steak bites at lunch is, I think, about not everyone's favorite, but it might be everyone's favorite. They always come back for more, and there will always be plenty. So,
well, you guys do a great job of the tournament. It's, you know, always well attended, a lot of participation, and as Russ mentioned, too, you know, supporting the Honor Flight is a good thing. And Ryan, when is the next Honor Flight flight taking place? Is it coming up in the spring?
Yes, it's coming up in April. I'm looking at my calendar right now. It is April 13th and 14th. I've actually started to work on getting that scheduled now, working with Arlington and some flights and some rooms for our many veterans we're going to take to D.C. once again.
And there's a lot of fundraising, including the golf tournament, which is part of this. Russ, maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, as far as the fundraising side of things, and if not, maybe fundraisers that are coming up specifically, the end result of the fundraisers with all of you being veterans and getting a chance to give back in this way.
Yeah, and you know, we have a lot of pop-up type of activities that are done, not just by our committee, but by the students and people within residents within our community. And I know Ryan's going to have, again, the school district's going to have their barbecue feed again during football season. That will be another fundraiser, and Ryan can address that a little bit more. But there's just so many people that are willing to do activities to help support that. you know, we also can take contributions via Venmo now. So if you can't get to any one of our activities and you still want to help the Honor Flight, we can definitely take that that Venmo, and there is a link on the Facebook page for the USD 252 Honor Flight. With the Freedom Fest, the Freedom Fest committee has been very gracious every year to make a contribution to the Honor Flight, and we greatly appreciate that because that's another big activity surrounding our veterans with the bike rides and so on and all the other activities that go on during that week. So we appreciate that, and that's another one that's coming up here in November. So,
well, it's a great program, the Honor Flight program, again, happening this spring. And it takes a lot of money, you know, to get all of the veterans there, but certainly worthwhile. And, Ryan, how many trips now will this be coming up in April, you know?
This will be number 15, I believe. 15 trips, which is amazing.
It is.
When you serve 300 or 400 veterans, take 300 or 400 veterans and that many kids to Washington, D.C., it's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Sherry, what's your perspective here on the connections that develop here and the connections that unfold? Generally speaking, I would say from the start of the year through the trip.
Oh, yeah. Once the veterans are actually picked, probably December time frame, and then the students reach out to their veteran that they get paired up with, and I mean, they just start that connection then. They start reaching out. Sometimes they'll meet for lunch before, you know, they start coming to some of our kickoff events, and the veterans will come to some of our fundraising events. And that way, by the time they get to the weekend of the trip, they've already kind of got to know each other, and so it's a lot more friendly. It's just a lot more comfortable for the student and the veteran. And then the friendships that just stick after. I mean, I've heard many stories from veterans and students that they run into each other in town, or they attend a, you know, basketball games or football games, and they've even been invited to graduations. And I mean, just hearing those stories, it's just such an incredible opportunity for not only the veterans but also for the students.
Well, it's an amazing program, and I tell you what, we're very happy to support this in any way we possibly can, as the next Honor Flight will be coming up this April. But the Southern Lyon County Honor Flight Golf Tournament happening out the Emporia Golf Course this Saturday, and tee-off time, shotgun start will be at 9. Registration starts at 7:30. Ryan, did we miss anything?
You know, about the only other thing I can point out, and Sherry could add a little bit to this, we're excited. This is our first year working with the Emporia Community Foundation on Match Day. So that's coming
up
in November as well. That is important, where money that people graciously donate will be matched. That will just go that much further to our veterans. So that's something we're really excited about as well.
Sherry, go ahead, dive in.
Yeah, I think this is our first year participating in the Match Day, that we could tell anyways, and we are just really excited about gearing up and trying to generate some extra funds. I mean, it would be great to be able to do 2 trips a year. You know, these trips are just quite expensive, and the point is that the veterans don't have to spend any of their own money, and the students don't spend any of their own money, plus the other volunteers that we take to make sure all of those people get to everywhere they need to be and enjoy the experience while they're in D.C. So it would be fantastic if we could get enough money generated to start doing 2 trips again, just to help more people.
Well, Ryan, is this about $40,000 a trip? Is that close?
We're close. We're getting close. I mean, with the price, everything goes up. You know, we're closer to $50,000 now per trip.
Well, it's certainly amazing what happens. You know, you partner the students with the veterans, and it's a flight to Washington, D.C., kind of a whirlwind trip, but these veterans get to see the memorials, and it's absolutely free, and they're treated with much respect. And I have not talked to a veteran who has been on the trip that hasn't been totally enjoyed it, and not only the relationships with the students, but the trip itself and how they were treated and honored during Honor Flight that happens through the USD 252 Honor Flight program. Well, thanks for all you do, Ryan. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you all.
Have a good day. Russ, good to talk to you, too.
Yep, same, Ron, and thanks to KVOE for letting us have this time to promote, and then you guys promoting the Honor Flight throughout the last couple of weeks, and then also being there with the send-off and return of our veterans and all the many folks that contribute to make this a special program.
It is. Sherry, thank you.
Hey, thanks again for having us, and hopefully I don't have to row home from work tonight.
Right.
All right, Russ Bond Autonomous, Ryan Mulig, Sherry Willard joining us, Southern Lyon County Honor Flight Golf Tournament happening this Saturday out at the Emporia Golf Course, Chuck.
All right, don't forget here, too, we're getting ready for our Newsmaker 3 in just a minute. We'll have Best Machining LLC owner Nick Best talking about the Coolest Thing Made in Kansas contest and his company's involvement with that. Speaking of being outdoors, we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton coming your way at 8:15 tomorrow morning, and that's the long-form version. That's the monthly version here on KVOE.
Live and local, it's 8:40. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back